National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Come fly with me.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Oh, welcome, welcome, welcome. Listen how good I sound. Oh, you know, for people that are new listening, you haven't got a clue what I'm talking about. I was so sick. And I was going to have on today the general manager of a hotel in New York City. And he notified us this morning that he's so sick. And I asked him if his hotel had had an influx of people from the UK, Northern Ireland, and Ireland. But it's here. I spoke with a hotelier. They're opening next week in Florida, in Fort Lauderdale. And they're not open yet. They don't have guests. And when I came back with the walking plague, this upper respiratory infection that you feel like you're going to just die and you have no energy for anything, and it took a month, a full month, for me to get better. They said they already had it. I said, how could you have it? You know, because I was saying to them, Virgin Atlantic and British Airways flies in big planes every day, practically, into Orlando, into Miami. I guess they fly into Fort Lauderdale, too. And you're going to see all these Brits coming in coughing. And you're going to get it in a heartbeat. I know exactly when I got it. There was a lady behind me coughing in the movie theater on Christmas Eve in Northern Ireland in Derry at my favorite movie theater. Exactly 72 hours later to the second, I got hit in the head with a brick. A whole building fell on me. And I was sick for the next month. The last 12 days of the trip, I only got out of bed when we had to go from one hotel to the next. Got right back into bed. For those of you who have been listening lately, you know that the wonderful people at the front desk at Glenlow Abbey in Galway, Ireland, organized a doctor to come to the hotel to see both me and my husband, who I had already given it to by that point. And I'm not convinced. You know, I think if I called my doctor and told him I was very sick, he'd say, get an ambulance, I'll meet you at the hospital. I have no confidence that any doctor is coming out to see me in my house. But God bless Dr. Dennis Higgins, I like to call him Henry Higgins and then sing from My Fair Lady, came out to the hotel, prescribed medication, drove the medication to the pharmacy because he said he was passing the pharmacy on the way home, but I really think he was going out of his way. And they sent the prescriptions over with a taxi. That was service, honey. And immediately we started to feel better within 24 hours once we started taking the antibiotics. So these folks in Florida that are opening a new hotel, I said, how did you get this if you don't have guests in the hotel coming in from Europe yet? And they said, well, two of our staff went for Christmas New Year's to London, and they came back with it. So you see people coughing, get out of their way. Now, I figure I've built up enough antibodies against whatever it is I just had, and know that we both had flu shots. We both had a pneumonia shot last year that were told lasts a lifetime. And then this year we're told you got to get another one because there's a new strain. So got that. Got all of it. Got sick anyway. But being fiercely pro-travel and having great confidence, deserved or undeserved. We're going to be going back to Europe soon. Yeah, I've been first invited, then encouraged, then urged, and then just about commanded with, you got to come to the Galway Hotel Association gala event at the Galway Bay Hotel in Salt Hill in Galway. It's part of Galway town. Well, you can actually walk. It's like a 20-minute walk. I guess if you're a faster walker, you could probably make it in 10 minutes into downtown Galway, and you walk along this promenade right next to the beach and Galway Bay. And Galway Bay looks like the Atlantic Ocean. It's so big. And if you got in a boat and sailed straight across, you'd be in Boston. In fact, that's what the Volvo Ocean Races boats did in, what was that, 2009? It was either 2009 or 2010. I think it was 2009. They sailed around the world, starting in Singapore. And when they got to Boston, they sailed from Boston to Galway. And we were in Boston Harbor on the night of the 16th of May. Now, that I'm pretty sure was a Saturday. So check your calendar. When the 16th of May was either 2009 or 2010 on a Saturday, that's the year it was. And that Tuesday, we waved goodbye to the boats. We were on a boat that went out into the harbor until they sailed out. By the time they actually sailed with two false starts, it was foggy. And they just disappeared in the fog. It was ominous. We flew that Tuesday to Shannon Airport on the west coast of Ireland, made our way to Galway, which is probably a little more than an hour drive now that there's a new road. And we were in Galway Harbor the night of the 23rd of May, whatever year that was, 09 or 10, when the boats came in. And I was so into the Irish boat because it was Tourism Ireland that had invited us to Boston Harbor to see this event, whatever. I didn't even know there was an American boat in the race. That was odd. So we had the grandest time. In the middle of the night, the boats came in. And the Irish boat, I think it came in third. But it came in right after the Ericsson boat. They were 11 minutes apart coming into the finish line in Galway Harbor to the dock. 11 minutes. You imagine a race across an ocean for a week? And the winners come in 11 minutes apart? How does that happen exactly? It was amazing. Go to sabrams.com. That's S-A-B-R-A-M-S.com. Put in Galway Volvo Ocean Races. I'm sure it's going to come up that way. And you can find, I interviewed the helmsman and the pitman within 20 minutes of their docking in Galway. And it was amazing. You ever see those boats? They look like those skinny boats that they race on the Charles River and the skinny boats they race on the, what is it, the Schuylkill River in Philadelphia? No? Those little skinny long things. You see them on the Thames in London. That's what they look like, with big sails. There's no downstairs. There's no head, which is the nautical term for a bathroom. There's no head. There's no galley. There's no bed. You lock yourself in with like bungee cords to the sides of the thing, so if you fall asleep, you don't go flying overboard into the ocean. I don't know. It sounds to me like the kind of thing monks would do for penance. But if you want to get into boats, and you want to get into boats in Boston, there is something big and tall coming up you need to know about. And I'm going to introduce you to somebody who sounds like she belongs on land all the time because her name is Dusty Rhodes. It ought to be Choppy Seas, given what the mischief she's up to. And we're going to talk with Dusty Rhodes right after this.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Tanglewood tickets are on sale now. Visit the summer home of the Boston Symphony and Boston Pops, located in the beautiful Berkshire Hills of Western Massachusetts. For a full schedule and ticket information, visit tanglewood.org or call 888-266-1200.
I'm getting an argument here. that the boats aren't so skinny. I'm going to tell you, we had a craziness in our head about 20 years ago that we were going to sell everything we own, furniture, artwork, house, car, everything, and buy a very impressive yacht, a 60-foot Hatteras tri-cabin galley-down gorgeous boat, and live on the boat and just sail off to places. And I'm being told that these boats were not so skinny. I'm telling you, that yacht I wanted, glad we didn't do that, by the way, but that yacht, we really weren't ready for it. That yacht was wider than these boats that sailed the ocean with no cover. Oh, my word. I have on the line with me Dusty Rhodes. We have just enough time just to introduce her, and then we're going to come back and dive into talking about the tall boats. Dusty, what's the name of your company?
Conventures, Inc.
And how did you get to the top of the story of being involved in this tall boat thing?
The tall ships, known as Sail Boston, started as an idea in 1988.
And were you behind that idea?
The fact that the ships were disappearing, and it was time to rev up their popularity and gather them all together and make a spectacle.
All right, well, we're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back and really dive in with the tall ships in Boston. Don't leave me, Stephanie Abrams here. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Follow Ireland's wild Atlantic Way along the coastline from Kinsale to Malinhead, Ireland's most southern and northern points, and wend your way through charming towns and villages where you're sure to find locally sourced produce, freshly delivered Irish cheeses and creamery products, and fish and seafood caught in Irish waters prepared into mouth-watering meals created by skilled chefs waiting at a table set for you. To complement the experiences of your day exploring Ireland, let the mist of the sea embrace you as you walk along the beaches or ride horseback. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you: music, art, dance, architecture, history, literature. Take a course in surfing or maybe a cooking class, all by the side of the sea. And there are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares and accommodations, from B&Bs to cozy country castles. Visit your travel agent in Ireland.com. This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sites reflecting over 5,000 years of history. 2016 is the year to jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Experience Boyne Valley at Newgrange, a site older than the pyramids. Visit early Christian sites of Clonmacnoise, Glendalough, and Tintern Abbey in County Wexford, Kilkenny's Medieval Mile, Waterford's Viking Quarter, and Long Crew Passage Tombs in County Meath. Ireland's Ancient East, a never-ending adventure into history with pampering modern amenities and delicious meals prepared by skilled chefs using wholesome Irish food products along your route. Ireland's Ancient East awaits you. Start planning at Ireland.com.
Any home or business can quickly become infested with mold with the introduction of a water source, like a roof or plumbing leak. When your home, your belongings, or your business becomes damaged, it's not just about cleaning up the mess. It's about reclaiming your life, and that's why you need to call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline. A licensed, fully insured, affordable, non-invasive solution to solving any water and mold problems. Our team of trained specialists are available with 24/7 emergency service. We will quickly evaluate your problem and give you a plan that will guarantee results. Water causes damage and mold can spread throughout your property in as little as 48 to 72 hours and can produce allergens and irritants that have the potential to cause serious health hazards. So don't waste time. Give us a call now. For any water or mold problems, call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline.
Call 800-432-8430 today for a free estimate. That's 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
All right, guys. We're ready for our Four Seasons sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak, valid through May of 2017. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com or ILoveNY.com.
Somewhere beyond the sea. Somewhere
it's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have Dusty Rhodes on the line with me, and I have just learned that Dusty is a Scout member of the Boston Scout chapter, of which I have been a member now about, I'm going to say, about 8 years, maybe nine. I don't know. I have to go look it up. We've never met, partly because I think our club, our Scout club, which is, for those of you who don't know, an organization of travel professionals worldwide, and there's something like, I don't know, 10,000 members, 17,000 members, depends on who you're talking to, which day, what number you get. I'll have to go online and find out what the real is. But there are, these are all top people in travel, and travel, tourism, and hospitality. And I think we might have the biggest club in America in terms of the number of members. So it's often very difficult to get to really meet and know everybody because there's so many members. And I don't ever remember meeting you at a meeting, Dusty, but there's a meeting coming up, and I'm going to try to be there, but there's a slim chance I might have to be in Connecticut that day. So my travels get in the way of my appearing at meetings. That might be part of the problem. Are you going to go to the February meeting of Scal Boston?
I'm going to try.
All right. Well, if I make it, I'm going to send you an email and let you know that I'm going to be there, and maybe we can make an effort to meet by the bar. That's always a good place to find people.
Sounds like a good idea.
All right. So in the commercial break, the part that my audience doesn't get to hear, and I'm sorry that they don't because often really good stuff transpires in the commercial breaks, I learned that the Tall Ship event started in New York, and I remember because I was living maybe a mile west of the George Washington Bridge in northern New Jersey in Bergen County. And so, you know, you could take a ride along the river and see all that was going on with the tall ships from the New Jersey side nicely. And then I remember I didn't get there, but there was a tall ship something about 5 years ago, I want to say, when Albany was celebrating the 400th anniversary of Henry Hudson sailing into what is now that harbor in Albany and down into New York City. And then in 1988, you brought the tall ship story up to Boston. And the reason I thought about it and mentioning Scal was the last time there were tall ships in Boston a few years ago, we had our Scal luncheon meeting on board one of those ships. Were you involved with that?
I was in charge of it, and that's why we had the meeting, the Scal meeting there, because as you said, travel professionals, what better thing than vessels coming from, you know, 20 different countries That was a scow luncheon on board. You're right.
And not only was there a scow luncheon on board, but typically the scow Boston luncheon meetings are held on the third Thursday of the month, and that wasn't a good day for the tall ship. So that particular meeting was not held on the third Thursday. I don't remember what date it was held. I could go back in some daytimer calendar and figure it out and tell you, but they moved the date just, and we moved our lives so that we could be there. And still, I'm shocked you and I didn't meet. That's ridiculous, isn't it?
We will.
Well, I'm glad I got you now, woman, even if it's by telephone. So what is it about the tall ships? I mean, you're involved in what else besides the tall ship events?
We are a large special event company, marketing communication special events. So we do everything from road races to major parades to visiting heads of state. And, of course, Sail Boston, which we've now done three times in 30 years.
Did you have something to do or anything to do or just drop by to visit when the Volvo Ocean Races left Boston for Galway?
We were involved in the very early planning of that. I think you also will remember the Puma boat, the big red one.
Oh, yeah, of course. I was standing on the shore in Galway Bay in the middle of the night, and we're talking middle of the night, when the Puma came in, when the Ericsson boat came in, when the Green Tiger, which was the the Green Dragon, not Tiger. The Green Dragon, I have a T-shirt, too, a Green Dragon T-shirt. It's a large, but it was made in China, which means it's an American woman's small. I mean, it looks like I look like a sausage when I wear it. But in any event, it's called the Green Dragon because China put up $20 million to build that boat.
Yeah, they were exquisite boats.
Oh my gosh,
Absolutely. It
was fabulous. And Good Food Ireland was on the shore, feeding people when they left Boston with Irish smoked salmon and. That's made in the right near the Cliffs of Moher in County Clare, and Irish creamery butter and cheeses, and Kerrygold and all those people, and you know how they bring the Irish soda bread. They brought the dough and they baked it in Boston, and you know how they bring in all the food, because trying to bring in fresh food is like a nightmare. They bring it in diplomatic pouches, otherwise it would stay in customs.
Yeah, exactly.
So, and they went around the world. They were in Singapore. They were in Rio. They were in Miami. They were wherever they stopped along the route from Singapore around, the Cape of South America up through Rio, Miami. The next stop was Boston. And then the next stop was Galway. And I want to say the Puma is the one that came in just 11 minutes before the Green Dragon. And they came in like 4 minutes to four in the morning and 7 minutes after four in the morning. It was like prom night. And there were 20,000 people lining the harbor. And the Aran Islands sit not that many miles off. I mean, you see them like, I don't know, it looks like from Manhattan to Staten Island. The Aran Islands sit just off the coast of the west coast of Ireland, and they did what they used to do when the Vikings would come, when it was Vikings helping other Vikings sail in. They built these huge bonfires without permits, by the way. There was a lot of talk about that. But they built these big bonfires to act like lighthouses to guide them in and welcome them in. It was thrilling. We're going to take a quick commercial break and find out. Get your calendars out now, people, because in June, you'll have an opportunity to go to Boston and enjoy and appreciate all the work that Dusty Rose is doing related to the tall ships coming into Boston. Don't leave me, Stephanie Abrams here.
Behind the sea, she's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to her arms, I'll go sailing. It's far beyond the stars.
on the moon.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid, or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings, while enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit newyorkbyrail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit amtrak.com.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Hey, travel. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
303-463-4607.
Biz Talk Radio.
Portions of today's show brought to you by the UK National Trust and Northern Ireland's North Coast. Meander around Cushendon, an enchanting seaside Storybrooke village. Follow its winding scenic paths along its beachfront and harbour. Visit its unique shops and then stop at Carrickarede Rope Bridge. For details, visit nationaltrust.org.uk and search for Carrickarede.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Dusty Rhodes is on the line with me. Dusty is the CEO of Conventures. I guess the merger of conventions and adventures. Conventures,
yes,
that's a
exactly.
good name. Conventures, Inc., who creates all kinds of events. They call themselves Boston's leading event management and communication firm. And they're the ones who produce and manage Sail Boston. Now, the Sail Boston 2017 takes place exactly when?
June 17th to June 22nd of this year, like what? 3 months from now.
Okay, so I'm going to guess the 18th, 19th, somewhere in there is a Saturday, Sunday? Or well, what are the days?
Pray to Sail is on Saturday, June 17th, and it's quite a sight to behold. It hasn't happened in 17 years, and we're the only U.S. port to be hosting the tall ships.
Wow. Wow. And then where do they go?
It happens to be the Sesquicentennial of Canada. So the ships are coming from Latin America, Europe, and the Far East to converge in Boston and then go up to Quebec, for those that can fit, to celebrate Canada's 150th anniversary.
When you say for those that can fit, you mean in terms of the depth of the rivers that they have to get into?
Depth of the rivers and the freeboard, the height between the tallest mast and bridges. But almost all the fleet will be able to go. There'll probably be about 50 ships. And what's unique about the tall ships is there's only about 30 big ships in the world. And it's very unusual to be able to get them to all go, or a lot of them to go into a port at the same time. We've been planning 2017 since 2012.
Wow.
It takes a lot of work talking to embassies, foreign navies, heads of state, because many of these vessels are owned nationally, and they are the pride of the Navy of those particular countries. So it's almost like you need to be John Kerry, Secretary of State, to get people to agree to come to the same port at the same time on the same day.
How many are from the U.S.?
Our U.S. tall ship is U.S. Coast Guard Bark Eagle. And the United States has only about three bona fide tall ships. A tall ship, the big ones are over 150 feet and can range from 150 feet to... there's a Peruvian ship that is longer than a football field, including two end zones.
Wow. Wow.
They're big ships.
How many crew does it take to maneuver something like that?
Well, the Italian ship, which is absolutely spectacular, will have a crew of about 440 people.
Okay.
And again, these are many of them are sail training. They're maritime training vessels. And the cadets that go through the course of the maritime training and the rigging and the sails and so forth will later become admirals, commandants in their respective Navy. So it's almost like the elite of the Navy are on these ships.
Wow. That's really impressive.
First of all, you can obviously only do this with the big ships on a coastal port. Happens to be Boston is, as you are aware, a beautiful port, and you're very close to the shoreline. So when you have your grand parade of sail on Saturday, June 17th of this year, you'll have probably 1 million to 2 million people on the shores watching.
Yeah, I'll bet. And is it going to be televised at all?
It will be televised. Our media partner is WCVB Channel 5. And then the event, after the parade sale, the ships tie up, and they're in port for 5 days, and they are free and open to the public. You don't need to buy a ticket to either watch the parade sale. You don't need to buy a ticket to board and get on board the ships. They're fascinating. Some of them are very old, and some are, like the Peruvian ship, are brand new, but they look old.
How old is the oldest one?
Well, the USS Constitution is, 212 years old, I think. But she's going to be standing aside because right now she's going under renovation. The others are 1930s. They were, some of these ships were actually German ships that were built very, very beautifully. And then they became war prizes. And so countries like Romania, the Colombian ship, the U.S. Coast Guard Bark, Eagle, were all sister ships and originally built in Germany.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. Well, there's a lot to learn from maritime history, isn't there?
Yes, and also learning, you know, what's a bark, what's a rigged ship, what's a yawl, what's a schooner. So
I know what a yawl is, all y'all. Yawl is y'all's just one of you, but all y'all is all of you.
There you go.
That's the plural of y'all, is all y'all.
And then down south, you're all y'all.
Yeah, and there's also a y'all in Ireland, and it's spelled Y-O-U-G-H-A-L, and Sir Walter Raleigh got himself, I guess as a gift from the king, 40,000 acres or 60,000 acres, some amazing estate in Yall, which is in Cork, County Cork, Ireland. And he met up with the potato when it was imported into Spain. He liked the potato and on his acreage decided to have a potato farm. And that's how potatoes got into Ireland. From a sailor named Sir Walter Raleigh.
There you go.
You like that? That's a good story, isn't it?
That's a good one, yeah.
Yeah. And that's in y'all.
And so we want people to come to Boston, stay for a couple of days. It's not an event that you can see in St. Louis or Denver or even L.A. It's Boston is one of the best ports to see spectacles such as this. And we want people from all over to come and see it, because it only happens about every 10, 12, 15 years. So kids that saw the 1992 parade of sale are grown now, and they come back, and they are bringing their children. In 92 and 2000, when we did it before, we had about 7 million people each time, and we expect maybe 4 to 5 million this June.
How many people in your company are tasked with all the loose ends that you have to weave into a perfect tapestry to make this work?
We have about 20 people working on it right now.
Wow.
We're working with 65 different governmental agencies, and we recently were dubbed a Sears One. And now Sears One,
what does that mean?
Many of your listeners might not know, means it's a special event of national significance. And the only other event that is a Sears One in this year was the Super Bowl. So that means that the federal protective agencies branded a Sears One, which brings it to a certain level of security. Not that we expect any problems, but we will have thousands of officers and federal agents. I mean, we're working with the CIA, the FEMA, Federal Emergency Management Association. We're working with, as I say, 65 different agencies, and we probably have to pull about 130 different permits.
Well, that's enough to make you crazy right there.
Indeed. It keeps you up at night.
Yeah, I would think.
Well, and the beauty of an event like this is it's practically weatherproof because, you know, a vessel like you just explained as far as the going over to Galway, the ships can sail in hurricanes and so forth. So we don't cancel for rain. We won't have snow. So it's a rain or shine event.
Well, and it got plenty of days. I mean, it would be a rare thing in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts to see rain for 5-6 days or something. I mean, that would be very unusual.
Well,
I mean, this is in Thailand. I mean, you know, Thailand in July, you could theoretically have a rain for a month. But that's not going to happen in Boston. And besides, I mean, you know, we live in the Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts, and our local saying certainly applies throughout the Commonwealth. If you don't like the weather, wait 5 minutes.
There you go. Exactly.
And we've been known to have four seasons in one day. In July, no less. Stay with me, everybody. We'll be right back. Don't leave me. Talking about the tall ships coming to Boston in July. Start making your plans now. Stephanie Abrams here, inviting you to Northern Ireland's North Coast, where landscapes and seascapes inspire filmmakers. Walk in mythical footsteps of giant Finn McCool at Giant's Causeway. Trek across Carrickarreed Rope Bridge. Enjoy miles of sugary sand at Port Stewart Beach. And have a bite at Harry's Shack with its million-dollar panoramic beach view.
Visit nationaltrust.org.uk and search for Giant's Causeway.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid, or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings, while enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Biz Talk Radio.
Portions of today's show brought to you by Rumors, Stephanie Abrams' novel of secrets, lies, and conspiracies that ensnare the lives of ordinary people in a tightening web that all starts with rumors. Available at Amazon.com in print and Kindle formats and BarnesandNoble.com. Rumors by Stephanie Abrams, the perfect leisure time companion.
Rock the boat, don't rock the boat, baby. Rock the boat, don't tip the boat over. Rock the boat, don't rock the boat, baby. Rock the boat.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
So the tall ships are coming to Boston, and it's not July, people. It's been July in the past, but in 2017, June 17 to 22nd, there will be 50 ships. There will be about 30 ships of the 50 in the world that are big, tall ships.
Yeah, it's a big fleet. It's a big fleet. And they'll be spread all over Boston Harbor, tied up in East Boston, South Boston, downtown, Fan Pier.
And if you've just joined us, we're talking with Dusty Rhodes. Dusty is the CEO of Conventures, Inc., which is the event management company that is overseeing yet again, another tall ship visit into Boston. I wonder if you could, I just want to put in a little plug for a hotel that's just gone through lots of changes in terms of not just refurbishment and updates and making it wonderfully gorgeous and terrific and comfortable and lovely, but also has a new general manager, my good friend Trish Berry, who is also a member of Scal Boston, and she's over at the Ames Boston, A-M-E-S, Ames Boston Hotel. And you might just want to go check it out because that'd be a great place for you to stay. What's the procedure? If you've just joined us, this event in Boston will allow you not only to see the ships, but many of them you will actually be able to get on and inspect, mosey about, have some fun. And it's all free, whether you're just standing on the shoreline to watch or you're getting on a ship to look. You mentioned to me, Dusty, in the commercial break that some people are actually going to get lucky enough to sail around, I guess just sail around Boston Harbor. Or are they going to sail right up to Quebec at the next stop?
They can do that. And also, we take some people out early morning of Saturday, the Prix de Sail, and they'll go up the accommodation ladder on the side of the ship, and they'll get up in there, and they'll sail in with the captain and the XO.
Oh, wow.
And perhaps the admiral. It's pretty special. And then when the ships are tied up, again, these are like floating embassies, if you will. So when the ship is tied up, and let's say the ship is from Argentina, they will welcome the public aboard to tour the ship and perhaps go below and get to know a little bit about the Argentinian culture. And this goes on for, you know, again, 20 different countries are being represented.
You know, they better be on that ship for some serious amount of time if they want to learn about the Argentinian culture. because I have spent a lot of time with people from Argentina, and there is so much to know, it'll blow your mind.
It's a big country. It's very diverse. The other, and also what happens, we have a crew parade where all the young cadets and crew will march through the streets of Boston. It's very colorful. That'll happen on Monday.
What is the route on that? Where are they actually marching?
Right through the Seaport District into Downtown Crossing.
Oh, wow.
Whereupon they'll have a big barbecue and party. And it's probably about 1,000 crew and cadets. Very colorful, very happy, a lot of music. And the beautiful part about Boston, from we've done it three times before, is the crew and cadets will walk into a restaurant or a bar. They never open their wallet. Boston is known for hosting the crew and cadets, and that's why we've become such a, or Boston's become such a popular destination, is it because the citizenry are so welcoming of these sailors.
You know, I'm so glad you brought that up, because there are destinations in the world, and I'm embarrassed to say there are destinations in the United States that are close to inhospitable. And where people don't understand the value of being warm and generous and giving and kind and friendly to visitors. In fact, there's a famous T-shirt in Berkshire County that I can't say entirely on the air because it's naughty. But every once in a while, you'll see some local person wearing a T-shirt that says, "Welcome to Berkshire County. Now get the bleep out of here."
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's like the townies and the in a college town where there's this kind of friction between locals, some locals, not all locals, certainly not locals who are involved in tourism. And it's ridiculous because this happened, you know, the people that live in Berkshire County are a warm, friendly, welcoming lot. And in this county, tourism is a big deal and a big part of the economy. But you will find folks now and again that, you know, they're just not thrilled to see people coming to visit. And that's such a shame. It's such a shame.
You mentioned the Ames Hotel, for example. And each of the major hotels in the city will host a country. And they'll put the captain up or the ambassador or the XO or the admiral. And that hotel will take on that persona of that country, be it German or Italian or Irish, and they become sort of a mecca for the nationalities, you know, the people who live here, to go interact with their kinsmen.
Now, for the average person who's showing up and would like to get on a ship and mosey around, what is the procedure?
They just come to downtown Boston. We have a website, sailboston.com. A lot of information's on there, sailboston.com. And they will come into Boston, either public transportation or driving, and you will see these masts, all over, masts, all over the city. And they just stand in line and go right up the brow and are welcomed by that nationality. And the ships are open to the public various hours every day and sometimes at night. And then at night, you'll also see what we call the up-and-overs, which are the lights that go strung from mast to mast. So the whole shoreline is lit up beautifully in downtown Boston.
Ah, it has to be gorgeous.
Magical.
Has to
and
be gorgeous.
A lot of the ships, particularly the Latin ships, they party all night long. And they have bands on board, you know, that are part of the cadets. And they're swinging. And there's the local women really love to go visit.
Well, that's fabulous, and I want to thank you so much for joining us today. We've literally run out of time this hour. Put June 17 to 22 on your calendar, people. Come back next week. This is Stephanie Abrams. Got to fly now.
Honeymoon, they say, come fly with me. Let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.